Video, mother of Army Sergeant Angel Ramper sad. Killed in Iranian attack, my daughter was a good soldier. By Amy Furr on July 24, 2026. The grieving mother of a U.S. Army soldier killed recently in the war with Iran spoke out about her beloved daughter during a press conference in Queens, New York. 28-year-old Sergeant Angel Ramprasad's mother gathered with community members and loved ones at their home Thursday in Ozone Park, ABC7 reported. Her mother, Carol Acevedo, said through tears, "My daughter was a good soldier. She fought for this country, she died for this country, and I am a mother who is highly proud of her. And I know she was really, really focused on what she was doing. She loved it." Loved ones placed their hands on Acevedo's shoulders as she spoke. The Army released a statement that said the 28-year-old is believed to have been killed in action on July 17 during an enemy attack at Muwaffaq Salty Air Base in Jordan, the outlet noted. Ramprasad was one of four service members killed recently in the Middle East. The three remaining were identified as 1st Lieutenant Tyler James Feehan, 25, Sergeant Michael Emmanuel Swinton, 30, and Private Isabella Gonzalez, 19, according to Breitbart News. President Donald Trump attended the dignified transfer of the fallen American heroes at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware on Wednesday. The outlet continued. Feehan and Gonzalez were killed in action following Iran's ballistic missile and drone attack on Muwaffaq Salty Air Base in Jordan on Friday. Ramprasad, who was announced as missing after the attack, is believed to have been killed during the assault, according to the Department of War. Swinton was killed on Sunday during the controlled detonation of a down-one-way attack drone at Erbil Air Base in Iraq. All incidents are under investigation. President Trump on Monday said Iran will pay many times over for every American service member it kills, adding, "This directive has been passed on to Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Daniel Kane, and every leader in the military." Breitbart News reported Friday the U.S. military had carried out a 13th consecutive night of strikes against Iran as Trump said he was weighing a massive attack bigger than anything before. The latest military operation came as the New York Times, citing Iranian and Iraqi officials, reported that Tehran rejected a ceasefire proposal delivered by Iraqi Prime Minister Ali al-Zaidi following his recent White House meeting with Trump. According to the report, Iranian officials were unwilling to accept what they described as a temporary arrangement that left unresolved the future status of the Strait of Hormuz, a central point of contention in negotiations, the outlet stated.